This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, the 29th of September, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. I'm very excited this morning. Today is my favorite sports show. We're featuring both rowing and running on and running out. I've got the Bahamas Roadmasters in studio, and we're going to touch on the Dragon Boat Race coming up this weekend. Rowing and running out. Also, I'm a little speedy because Mr. Sawyer is currently on his way upstairs, and I wanted to get that in before he gets here. He insists that it's not rowing, that it must be rowing, and I insist that Bahamian common English say it's rowing. I also put on the table that rowing should have been our national sport. It's unfortunate that we've had prime ministers like Mr. Perry Christie and Mr. Brave Davis, who have like the consummate charisma, and they maintain their composure at all times, and they don't never row. So it's so unfortunate. That's why rowing is not the national sport. My dreams deferred. Anyway, today in studio, joining me, representatives from Bahamas Roadmasters, and then I have a special guest, a guest co-host, brought to me by Mr. Eric Sawyer III. His name is Sinton Bruno.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Sawyer didn't talk about Bruno. I hear you don't. We don't talk about Bruno. That's what they tell me. We don't talk about Bruno. Mr. Sawyer thinks Bruno is his secret weapon. Mr. Sawyer sent Bruno here so that I couldn't start the show by celebrating the Miami Dolphins win 70-20. I mean, dear Prime Minister, I don't know. Maybe we should make the Miami Dolphins the Miami Bahamian Dolphins. They don't need to win the Super Bowl anymore. Ain't nobody putting up 70 points this season. Nobody. I don't care. The Chiefs, the Eagles, you ain't putting up 70 points. I don't care. We are the winners. We have won Super Bowl 2023-2024 season. Miami Dolphins one time for, is that the door here? The sardines. The most savory of fish in the Bahamian palate. We love them. Anyway, I had to get that in quickly. I'm so excited about that. Okay, I've got some Sand Dollar Live reads. And again, welcome, Mr. Bruno. It's a pleasure to have you here sitting in for Mr. Sawyer until he gets here. And then sitting in your own seat as a co-host once he gets here. So let me get to our live reads and Sand Dollar trivia for the morning. I want to remind you that the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit is hosting a rebate program at the Mall at Marathon this weekend, today the 29th and tomorrow the 30th of September, from 11:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the mall. Top up $20 or more and you are going to receive... I see you there, Mr. Sawyer.
What you were saying, but rowing now?
Give me one moment, sir.
I thought so. I heard you in my ear on the way up the stairs.
Give me one moment, sir.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be all right. Good morning, Mahama.
Good morning. Sand Dollar Mall top-up event, 29th of September, 30th of September, at the Center Court in the Mall at Marathon, 11:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Experience the digital Bahamian dollar. Top up any Sand Dollar-enabled wallet with $20 or more, and get an additional $20 in Sand Dollars free. Spend $10 or more in Sand Dollars with a participating mall merchant and get $10 back. As well as that, representatives from SunCash, as well as other wallet providers, will be out there to provide assistance to help you set up your wallet, to help you clear up any problems you have in operating the wallet. Any questions you need answered, they will be there to support you. Now, on to our on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Now, when I say the next month, I mean today. Today is the last day. I get one more prize left, $30 in sand dollars, digital Bahamian dollars. All you have to do, call in, give the producer your wallet information. Get the question correct. Remember, if you've won before, you cannot win again until we start the trivia anew in October. Here is the question. Producer, you ready? How many NBA teams are in California, and what are they? How many NBA teams does California host, and what are they?
Is that for me to answer?
No, you can't answer that. This is a trivia question.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is a trivia question. All right. How many NBA teams are there in California, and what are they? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. For people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence, our family islands, Grand Bahama, this is your number. Toll free, 242-300-5720. Text line, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Go to the Facebook page or radio, Guardian Radio, GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can find the numbers listed there. Producer, I got a couple of calls on the line. Let me go to this first caller. Oh. Look here, first caller. I pressed the wrong button.
Oops.
My apologies. Oops. You was flashing red like the 49ers.
Boom. See, I had a flashback. See, that there is a mark of excellence and success you spoke about.
Yes, sir. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. And morning. Sorry, Ms. Coyle. I think I got the right answer.
Okay.
LA Lakers.
Hold on, you gave the producer the info?
LA Lakers, LA Clippers, Sacramento Kings.
All right, say them again. I got the last three.
L.A. Lakers,
uh-huh.
The L.A. Clippers,
uh-huh.
And the Sacramento Kings.
You are incorrect. There's more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go back to the Googles.
That's all I know.
No, but go back to the Googles.
All right, ma'am. Mister.
Yeah, ma'am. You could cheat on this one. Everybody could cheat. Go to the Googles. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Are you calling to answer the trivia question?
No, Aaron, but I call in to pick up my Buffalo Bills, and it's quite fitting that Miami scored 70 points and going against one of the best defense on Sunday. So I want to put all of those Dolphin fans on notice that we're going to end this so-called Super Bowl celebration that they had last week.
But listen to me, I would you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I would.
Offense, but good defense and offense. We knew what happened, right? In Buffalo.
Yeah, that is true. But
you know what happened, right?
But you also have to remember, y'all ain't really playing nobody with a solid offense yet. Y'all play who? Y'all played the Commanders. Y'all played...
Commanders was 2-0.
Yeah, but that's a fluke 2-0. Like, you know, they're about to be 2-5 before
like
they be
2-1.
They
2-1.
Oh, no. Nobody's saying the Dolphins 3-0 is a solid 3-0. The first team and they can play with sense is y'all. But the first team y'all can play with sense is them. Like, they are fast. As much as they sardines, they are fast.
But I've been looking around to find another Buffalo Bills fan in the Bahamas, but I haven't found any yet.
Well, listen, I could give you two or three names right now.
Call them on the air. So on next week, I know who the...
Deron Williamson. Is a Bill.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, what Stewie first name is?
That's right. All I need is Stewie. I just need to know who my sworn enemies are, sir. I take this as a challenge. You almost got. Pardon?
Most definitely, Aaron.
Okay. Good.
It's a challenge. And come Monday morning, I will be calling you your show again.
Yes, sir.
Celebrating the Buffalo Bills crushing the Miami Dolphins. Let's say we looking at a score of 50-17, eh?
50-17.
Being generous, I write it down.
I can see 28-20. I see y'all beating them 28-20.
50-17. But you can use up all your points for the rest of the season if you try to beat us 50-17.
No, they used up all of their points last week for the season when they scored on 70 points.
So look at that. That's some real PLP math. I don't know where the Dolphins could get more scores from.
But we'll see. We'll see. We'll be celebrating on Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
We'll see.
Thank you very much. All right. Absolutely. Listen, guys, let me take this one more call, and then we've got to get to Bahamas Roadmasters to start the running on portion of the show.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller. You calling to answer the trivia question?
No, Miss Green. I was trying to get you here because yesterday, the last 2 days,
spot
down in Tri-State Guardian Radio, and people up in San Suzy tell me the same thing. Was coming through very statically.
On cable, hey, I knew that as well.
On my cable TV.
It's a cable issue. It's not a Guardian issue.
Oh, yeah. They've been having problems since they installed my new, what do you call it, fiber tape.
Cable, look here, Sparky, I know today is running on day, but if we talk about communication services, my heart can jump out my chest.
Yeah, okay, just let me say something that I want to say. To big up somebody when it comes to customer service, is that okay with you? I went up to visit to check on my foot system up by ankle and foot thing with Dr. Danny Johnson and his wonderful staff. Must say exemplary customer service. And the lady that dealt with me was a Miss Munnins.
Yes.
And Dr. Danny Johnson and Miss Green. I would tell you one thing. I don't know if they've been trained by Danny to do that, but them people seem to have the natural act for customer service.
Absolutely.
And the last thing I would like to say, too, before the weekend is out, in regards to the passing of our dear friend, our Bahamian stalwart, Dr. Obadiah Hercules Wilson. You know, me personally, I am tired of listening to all these WhatsApp, all these negative things going on. But a past Bahamian that has died and passed away, if they could just please leave this alone. That man has a family in mourning. And whatever you might did wrong to them or somebody, or did good to a lot of other people, I wish they'd please leave it alone till after the funeral. That, for God's sake.
Thank you, Sparky.
Get the name of that man out of your mouth, at least not after the funeral.
Thank you, Sparky. I appreciate the point. I'm going to draw it back home. If you're an athlete, if your young people are looking at sports as a career, a professional career, or to take them through university, right, to propel them through the academia, make a relationship with the foot doctor. Your feet are so important. You can't understand how important. Even when you just swim and you swim in, your feet are important.
Yeah.
Rowing, your feet are important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mine's definitely.
Thank you. And thank you for the note of congratulations on customer service, Sparky. One more caller. Good morning, caller. You call in to answer the trivia question?
Yes. Good morning. My family are in Grand.
Good morning.
I'm a Moss Island Grand.
Good.
I think I have that answer. I think it's four teams.
Yes, it is four teams.
All right, let's go with what Shaquille will say. Sacramento Queens. Well, put the Kings there.
The Queens.
Yes,
right. Let's go with our homeboy team, Golden State
Warriors. Yes.
And then give me the two L.A. teams.
There
Lakers
you go.
And Clippers.
Yeah, there you go. That's
Thank
the four.
You very much.
For the caller before, you missed the Golden State Warriors.
I know you did, and I dialed in that number so I could hurry up, call, and say.
Good. Thank you. Now, don't hang up. The producer's going to take you over and get your information from you.
I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Remember, if you have a $100 wallet and you feel like, listen, I got this thing, but I don't feel so confident in it, go to the mall tomorrow or today, 11:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Representatives from digital wallet providers will be out there to support you. Okay, guys, let us get into this show because the Bahamas Roadmasters representatives are here to try and encourage me to run out of my shoes on Sunday, 19th of November, 2023, at the 11th annual Bahamas Half Marathon. Now, I am not a big runner, but there's somebody who's a member of the Bahamas Roadmasters Club that deserves celebration. So as we promo this event, I'm going to tell you why this is such an exciting story and an exciting event. The president, is he the president?
Past president.
The past president of Bahamas Roadmasters Club earlier this year completed an Antarctica marathon.
26.2 miles.
In sub-zero temperatures.
But that's longer than NASA.
Yes.
That's right. And he's a long guy too, you know.
He's tall, yeah. Now, this story is fantastic for several reasons, because we celebrate Bahamian athletes. We celebrate people doing the best. We celebrate people at the top of their fields. But when you read the story and you understand what he went through on this run. If I could read quickly, it's a 4 mile, the course was a 4 mile loop, which started at the elevation of zero sea level and maxed out at 4,000 feet, right? He said that there were penguins. Like, you had to, you running, and you had to watch out so you don't trip over the penguins. Wow. And then you think it's just ice, right? But it's mud as well.
Right. Yeah, and black ice.
And the thing he said that struck me the most is, he said, you know, you doing this run, and you want to pull out your camera. Hey, every moment you take a step, you want to take a picture.
It's scenic.
Right, and I thought to myself, look how the Bahamas has become the 8th continent of the world. And we're going to add the Bahamas Marathon to the Continental Series Marathon that Mr. Johnson is on his way to completing. He is adding South Africa.
He's going to South Africa next month. Cape Town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question I have for you guys. Will Mr. Johnson be at the 11th Bahamas Marathon as the rabbit? Will he be the rabbit in setting the pace for the rest of us bubblers on the road?
He'll be there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this event, because it's more than just one race. It's multiple races.
Certainly.
It's several races. We have the half marathon, which is 13.1 miles. It's the 10K, which is 6 miles, and the 5K, which is 3 miles. And then we also have a half marathon, 3-person relay.
Okay, so if I take 13.1 and divide it by 3, that's going to give me just about 4.
Right.
That's my speed.
Okay, yeah.
5 seems like a lot. 10 is too much.
Yeah, and then we have the 5K is 3 miles. And it's also walker-friendly, so don't feel you have to be a runner. It's walker-friendly as well.
Awesome.
So everybody...
It's not limited to athletes.
Right.
To professionals. To people who put Bengay on their knee every day.
That's correct.
And you get a t-shirt.
And it finishes a medal as well.
And you get a piece of jewelry.
Okay, now I just need to know this. Is there a time limit for finishing and getting my t-shirt and my medal?
No.
Just finish.
And you get both.
All right.
In fact, if you finish at the top, you probably get a cash prize as well.
Yes.
All right.
And we have age category awards as well. So first, second, third place, each category will also get a trophy. So we have,
This is awesome.
This is great.
And thanks.
I must add, it's an internationally recognized certified event. The course is certified. It counts as a qualifier for any other international race. So this is just your average Saturday walk-run. This is an internationally certified, recognized event.
I see Cancer Treatment Center of America.
Yes, Cancer Treatment Center of America, City for Hope is our title sponsor.
This is awesome.
They've been with us for about...
This is third year now.
Third year.
This is awesome.
Our major sponsor, right?
And
we must give credit to them, because we have been able to host this for the last 3 years with great success. And because of their sponsorship, and of course the Ministry of Tourism as well, we have been able to attract athletes outside the country. In fact, we've had persons coming as far away from Sweden, France, Jamaica, the Les Angeles,
Africa,
USA,
the UK.
So the sports tourism is there.
We always speak about that. Right?
Absolutely.
Wrong,
and look at, like I said, this is the thing. Here's another element. Sports tourism, and we think people are going to fly in heads and beds.
Right.
They're going to want to take part in this event.
Yeah.
I want a team from the cruise ship to come on. And the whole idea is that you come off the cruise ship, you complete the race, and you get back on the cruise ship before it's time to pull out. Right? Mm-hmm. If it could be time, imagine that people will just come off the cruise to run a marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real quick.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's some people, because I know there's some people, they don't travel at all, because it interferes with their daily routine of running. Like, they don't go on traditional vacation because they don't do anything that disrupts this routine.
They run to the resort and they stay in it.
And by you mentioning that, we have a lady just contacted us from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be here on vacation that same time, and she was asking, can she participate? So that speaks to what you just said.
And people will begin to plan their... Bruno... I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up, my daddy used to tell me every day I had to run 7 miles to school from Auckland's up to Nassau, right?
Boy, they got some crazy stories.
Are you a runner? You've come from a family of runners?
Not really. I'm a runner. More like a fighter, but not
around. I am like a fighter. I be fighting for air.
Yeah, we got to get him in boxing, then. We got to get him in boxing.
Yeah, I be fighting the spirits around me. Why you have me on this track? What am I doing here? What's wrong with my life? Yeah. How did I get here? Hmm. All right. So, details. How do I register?
Well, you can register online on www.bahamashalf242.com.
Okay.
Right? And the registration fees varies from the relay. It's $105. Right, the half is $75, the 10K is $45, and the 5 is $25, right? And you would all get a T-shirt and, of course, a finisher's medal as well.
Now, in common law, you can't consent to an assault. Why should I pay y'all to get beat up on by the road?
Because it's a charity event. We're raising funds for the Sister Cancer Support, Breast Cancer Support Group, as well as the MD Navigation Patient Support Group.
Excellent.
Okay.
So that's our
breast cancer
navigation patient support group that helps patients,
patients navigate
through the services.
Yeah. Exactly,
and,
yes.
Oh, look how y'all are building up the support system.
Yes.
This is awesome.
And next month is breast cancer month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen, if I pay and I run and I don't complete, y'all can keep the money though, right?
Yeah, we go to war.
Okay, good,
charity,
good.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want my efforts to be in vain.
No, it
if
goes.
I die, I want it to be for a good cause.
You know, for over the years, we've been around since 1990 when we first started, right? And just about three or four of us. And over the years, we have been donating the surplus funds to charity. And up to date, if I recall, it's about a little close to $100,000 that we donated locally as a result of these events.
Okay, absolutely. No, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I may just pay my money and forget to get out of bed, but I can pay the money.
That's fine. It's going to Worthy Cross.
I imagine it's going to be fun because running communities, they are real family.
Right? Close-knit. Yes. Very close-knit.
They support each other, and they know how to support other people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like if you look in, there's two places where I look for a perpetual energy machine. One is improv comedy, and the other is the runners.
Yeah.
They can always generate energy in the space, in their bodies, on the road. It's just a magical space to be in. And on that note, I have to say good morning to my good, good cousin, Lisa Lana, the number one runner. I just need to claim this. Don't contradict me now. The number one runner in the Bahamas, the best hasty runner in the world.
My classmate, Bernard DeMeritt, also runs.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He bad too, eh? I bet you he's number one too, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, DeMeritt, I see you.
Of course.
I wish you could beat me, you number one.
And I must say, our event is on par with any international event anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
because we travel all over the world, and we try to emulate or make our event even better than what we've experienced.
So absolutely.
A matter of interest, we have 20 something of us are going to Toronto next month to run in the Toronto Waterfront Marathon as well. Right.
Wow, okay.
And then we have four who just came back from
Berlin.
Berlin did the Berlin Marathon where Chokchogi was trying to beat the world record, right? In fact, I ran in that race last year, right? But he, in fact, attained the world record, right? It was fantastic.
You know what I like about running? The road races. Age is not the factor that you think it is.
That's correct.
Age is not, because if you had children and now you have grandchildren, buddy, you could run a race. You know how to hold the road and hold your head. There's a mental and psychological aspect that comes with personal development, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that makes this race an excellent space for seniors.
It is.
To dominate.
You find
that it is dominated by seniors. Like, I think the average age in our group is 45, 50?
Yeah, the average is 45 in our group, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and the youngest, I believe, is about 30-something. You only have about two or three
persons
at that age.
Compelling me to be better.
And there's about about 60 persons in our group, our club, active members, all right, 60.
Wow. Okay.
And, of course, like everywhere else, it's about 70% female, right?
Yeah, boy.
And they are very, very dedicated and consistent runners.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. First of all, parents, sports is a space to help your young people manage energy, burn off energy. When I went to boarding school at between the ages of 18 and 20, my sports teacher, she looked at me one morning and she said, if you don't get up and start running around the school, she'd make me run around the whole school campus twice every morning.
Yeah.
And once I did it the second day, I never stopped because it warmed me up. And then I realized that I had this energy and this warmth for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to the calls. We can sort of wrap this segment up. We got to talk NFL. We got to talk Jonquel Jones. We got to talk Portland Trailblazers, the new Bahamian team.
New Bahamian home, yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How you doing, Aaron?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Mike, Anastasia.
Morning, Dad.
Yes.
Morning, Dad.
How you doing?
We good, thanks.
Great. Aaron, you got to come join us where we could get you in shape, where you could do, you know, start off with a 10K and then a half marathon.
Man, look here. When I lived in Andrus, I used to run three settlements a night just to go and see my loved one. But, you know?
Yeah.
And my boyfriend, I run three settlements every and back. You only can get me back in shape.
Now, Aaron.
Yes.
Mike Cunningham is in there. I'm going to put pressure on him right now.
Okay. To get me out there.
No. You know, he's one of our premier runners at his age in the marathon. And
yes.
So him and Bob, myself, I'm putting pressure on them. They have to do a 358, 359 to get under 4 hours.
Okay.
In the full marathon. So
yes.
I can continue to put pressure on them until we come back.
Okay. You hear that, sir? The pressure's on.
That's no, you know. It's
Bruno, you see these seniors in here? See, they talking amongst each other, but they really challenging us young folk, Bruno.
Yeah, and
they're talking
and
back to us, Bruno.
It's only for the fun of it.
You know,
we're doing this because of the love of running and helps you to really to stay in shape and everything because I'll be 68 in October and I'll be going on that trip too.
Yes,
and
okay.
So, you know, let's pray God that each and one of us will finish strong and there'll be no injury. That's the main thing is coming out with no injury when you go to those marathon races and everything.
Absolutely. Now, I got to transition, but I got to ask you quickly. Do you go? This is the South Africa marathon you're talking about? You guys are heading to?
No, Toronto.
Toronto. Okay, good.
Yeah.
When is the South Africa marathon you all are preparing for? I have some questions for you. Like, in the Antarctica marathon, you have to avoid penguins on the run.
That's correct.
What are you going to do in South Africa when a zebra start running next to you, sir? What are you going to do?
Well, you got to do it too, going. They got to figure that out.
Just put on the whole arm of God.
Oh, boy. Listen, thank you so much.
Okay,
and you have all of our support for the Toronto run.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, let's just go through the details for the run quickly. Contact information for registration. Registration deadline and the venue, where will the run take place?
Okay, the venue is Arawaki on Sunday, November 19th, starting at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out about 6.5 miles and back is the route. Registration is available at www.bahamashalf242.com or you can reach out to us at bahamasroadmasters@gmail.com.
All right.
I would also like to can't leave out our sponsors because without them it won't be
yeah,
possible.
Without a doubt.
So our title sponsor is Cancer Treatment Centers of America, City of Hope, Bahamas Beauty. They're providing libations, carbs after the event. Caribbean Bottling Company is providing our hydration, the Sani water, our Powerade, electrolytes, and so forth.
Not the carbs, but the other.
Right.
Yes,
other
I got
stuff.
It. I got it.
Yeah,
so we have Lightburn Trading, Carpet and Cabinet World, Fidelity Bank, Bahamas Welding, and Fire and Bahamas Wholesale Agencies. So without these sponsors.
Yes. And I mean, I bowled. You could say biggity and I bowled. But I don't know if I could tell someone that just ran a whole marathon that they're not allowed to drink a beer.
Listen, I
think you qualified for it. You're a little healthier than me.
You travel internationally along the route. You have people giving you beer. Here's some carbs. So beer is a staple. Any marathon you go to, there's a beer tent.
Bruno, don't listen to that part. We didn't hear that part.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. No, that's awesome. That's running culture.
Yeah, and we also invite corporate Bahamas. You know, send teams. You can send offices, groups from your office. You know, come out and support us for a worthy cause. And we also invite coaches and your high school students.
Without a doubt. Lisa, let's see if we could get a HHT, a Hannah Hasty Tides crew together to run the race.
Family, friends, come out in groups, support it.
Running on and running out, HHT.
last year, I must put on a plug for one of the young persons, right?
Yeah.
A young school person won the half marathon last year.
But it's over for you, Bruno.
Bruno. Bruno,
we've been in. 18 years old. That's
18 years
old. What else you right there?
Bruno, we've been in.
And he got a good cash prize. You know?
Yeah. So this money.
I mean, Bruno, we in the relay.
A healthy cash prize. Trust me.
Healthy.
So I ain't healthy, but we in the relay.
There are opportunities for the young folks.
All right.
You can tell your boss next week, I quit. Only for the week. Only for the week, though. Only for the week.
All right, guys. We got to transition to the next part of the show. Please stay, because I realize we got a football fan in the room. And Ms. Turnquest, if you could stay, I think they need some feminine energy in here to straighten out this sports talk. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Hey, you're talking about this woman who's the best in the world on this honey hasty time.
It's me. It's me. I am the best running out in the world. I'm a honey hasty time.
No, you're the green. Your gene comes from your father.
Listen, my jeans come from the thrift store because I don't spend $100 on denim. But my family is Hannah Hasty Tynes and Mitchell Boyd Gay. I is a Hasty Una Hasty.
What's your name, Green? They say Aaron Green every morning all day. But I want to tell you, you mentioned this other guy, this other woman guy around here. Hello?
Yeah, I ready. Give me your name.
Z. Y'all don't know about Miss Z?
Miss Z?
Miss Golden Dawson Makeup. Who's been all the road races every Saturday morning.
All right.
So when you sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, she lives in Eastwood, going up to Yamacraw, coming around Bay Street, go down by the Defense Force Bay, and come back to Eastwood before you open up your eye and take the baby out.
I mean, Spock, you ain't wrong.
She's 59 years old. She's going to be 60 next year. And she is training now for the Boston Marathon.
Absolutely.
And she got two rooms full of medals. And every Saturday morning, she texts me and tells me, every morning, she tells me what she running. When you're sleeping in the morning, there's a lady, it's a man. She said, but this morning, we're doing the bridges.
I got you.
We're coming from Eastwood, round Yamacraw, down East Bay Street, down Shirley Street, over the first bridge, over the old bridge, over the new bridge, and back up to Eastwood while everybody in Nassau is sleeping.
Sparky, thank you very much, eh?
Miss Zoe Maycock Dawson.
Zoe Maycock Dawson?
Zoe.
Okay.
Every morning, she'll run another, sometimes she'd get tired. And then she'd run around and climb up, and she'd climb up in my guava tree and my pear tree. She don't be teething, but she's taking
them. Sparky, I got to go. Ms. Dawson, we didn't hear that.
I would like to add to that note that Sparky just touched on.
Yeah.
We also run at 4:30 in the mornings. And we would just like to put a plug out there to the motoring public. Please, be mindful of us. You know, people, they curse at us. They run us off the road and so forth. We're in training. We train. Marathon training takes place on the road.
Listen, some of these
sidewalks are dangerous.
Believe it or not. Yeah, I know. Some of these people go on the road at 4:30 so they could drive safely while using their phone. You know, I don't know why you're interfering with them.
We just ask. You know,
but I'm with you. This is a very important message. Just get serious about it. Dear Bahamas, first of all, the road belongs to everyone, whether you realize it or not. The road belongs to everyone, pedestrians and runners included.
And I'm pretty sure that you guys are well lit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We look like
Christmas tree in the mornings along Cable Beach, right? And some people, like last week, Saturday, I was running in that serious weather, right? And man, I got splashed on several times, man.
Ugh.
And I had on all kind of lights.
Yeah. The next thing is that for the Ministry of Works to understand the potholes in the road, but why there's a standard for sidewalks and why you have to be very diligent when you award contracts for sidewalks because they have purposes other than parking your car on. Bruno, you driving yet?
I able to drive
behind. Good answer. Don't park your car on the sidewalk. It's called a sidewalk. On that note, I'm also prepared to throw away dual carriageways. And since y'all don't use it properly, let the runners have one lane, and then y'all do whatever y'all doing in the next lane, because this dual carriageway thing is not making sense. But on that note, it's all about healthy and safe driving cultures. To protect every road user, because people who don't have cars also use the road and they're entitled to use the road. Okay, guys, we're making this transition. Producer, I don't know if you want to take a break now. Bruno, it's football time. Are you ready?
Let's see what you got.
I ready. We're going to run off some stories. We're going to talk about Jonquil. They're playing tonight. They're playing Liberty playing against the Sun. Game 3. The series is tied 1-1. We're going to see that. We got to follow our star, the young boy Murray Jr. He won his conference championship second year in a row. BJ Murray.
He did.
Miami Marlins Chisholm.
Listen to me, man.
You got some competition.
Grand Slam Chisholm is his new name.
Yeah, buddy.
He's coming back. He's coming back.
But measure yourself, Chisholm. Measure yourself. We know you're a superstar. You proved it.
Yeah.
Take time.
Always.
All right. We're going to the break, producer. Thank you. Ms. Turnquest, Mr. Cunningham, I see you all have to run. You don't want to take this NFL chafing. That's okay. I understand, sir.
You know, I'm still a Miami fan, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Miami,
you are.
I'm still a Miami fan. My nephew convinced me this week, you know, it was his birthday yesterday, and he convinced me that stay with the Miami Dolphins.
What's his name?
Adolphus Cunningham.
All right. All right. Happy belated Adolphus Cunningham. You got
the clock with Aaron Green, Eric Sawyer III, and Sinton Bruno. We're going to talk about Bruno, though. Y'all have a great day to my guests.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green, Eric Sawyer III, and Sinton Bruno. Okay, guys, I'm just going to run through these little headlines very quickly. Dragon Boat Festival, all set for this weekend. Second annual Dragon Boat Festival, Goodman's Bay. There's going to be lots of activities, things for the crowd, spectators, music on the shore, food and drinks. Competition will begin at 9 a.m. on Saturday, finals on Sunday the same time. You can find this article, you can find an article in today's A Guardian on the Dragon Boat Race this weekend, or you can WhatsApp 242-426-1001. That's 426-1001, or go to bcdragonboat.com. bcdragonboat.com. Okay, guys.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before we begin, there's a couple of people I got to say good morning to.
Yeah, man.
I didn't say good morning to even last week. 7 days ago, it was my father's birthday, right? And I, you know, like in a rush to get here and get home and get things together. Forgot to say. So happy belated goes out to my father.
Happy Dudley Sawyer. Happy birthday.
You can call him. He's home. Everybody that have the number, call him. He's home. He's listening. He's wide awake. First thing. Second thing is Mr. Lamont Stubbs. He is in charge of the Gentlemen's Club nowadays.
Okay.
He listens. He don't miss. He don't miss.
Awesome.
At all. Mr. Andrew Roll. Good morning, sir. Good morning, Juice. How are you, sir? Yeah. And these people say that they listen.
Awesome.
They don't miss.
Thank you. Thank you much.
They don't miss.
Yeah, man. It's important to have these conversations, right? Because sports is a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't play sports, trying to understand the world through a sports perspective can help with personal and professional development.
It does.
You give your children this space to explore themselves, the world, critical thinking, personal development. They may not even be an athlete, but they enjoy sports enough to think about it.
Yes.
And that's what we want.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, good morning, gentlemen, and happy birthday. I come in for cake, sir.
Boy, but we have ice cream cake right in the
freezer. Mr. Sawyer's bringing me for cake. I love it. Okay. Bahamian women's senior women's football team wrapped up the first two-game window They lost the second game to Grenada. Mm-hmm. They did a bit better, 4-1. First game they lost 6-1.
Yeah.
But if you see, you see the team, first of all, it's a new team.
They haven't played for a while.
Back in after about 30 years.
Yeah.
And the team is a bit small.
Yeah.
Small body. And they're playing against some bigger body women.
Yeah.
So we just got to build that strength and endurance.
Yeah.
So they
we may need to go down the road of just being faster than everybody else.
Yeah, and focus on that type of game.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Aiden traded to the Trailblazers. I want you all to remember when the Trailblazers was the champions.
What? You mean back in the 70s?
Say that again, Bruno.
Trailblazers wasn't champions. No, that's too long.
You saying, okay, they were champions, but it expired. You saying that?
Yeah, man, they were champions.
We expired.
Yeah, but they were champions in the days of,
I mean, it was
Bill Walton.
It was 1776. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I remember Clyde. 77.
I remember Clyde the Glide.
Clyde the Glide lost in the finals.
That's not the point. They challenged them.
Yeah, they lost to the Bulls in 92 and lost to the Pistons.
So they were conference. Oh no, they were conference champions.
Conference champions, yeah.
So they're champions. They just weren't finalists.
Finals, yeah, right.
Okay, that's your business. Aiden, I only got a small word of advice. You gotta figure out how to play hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are not a harden. You can't be around here flopping.
Boy, listen to me. I can tell you some horror stories that I heard recently, especially since the trade.
Yeah.
That coaches years ago always said that he doesn't have that bite.
Yeah, necessary. The fire.
Yeah, man, I happened to be a part of some conversations yesterday.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have that bite. They trying to get him that bite. Like, they literally, like back in high school, the whole goal was everybody on defense knew whenever Aiden touched the ball, hack him.
Yeah,
make him mad.
Yeah, because he don't have...
Get him upset. And see what he does after he's upset. See how he plays after he's upset. And 9.5 times out of 10, he just shrank in the corner.
Because how is AD...
Like, he's a nice guy. Yeah, Aiden is a nice guy. But when you step in between those four lines...
There's no niceness.
No
left.
Niceness.
You get ready to be ready to talk to people bad, know how they're feeling, psych them out.
Look at Shaq. Most gentle giant you could ever find. But you know what the second word of that is? Giant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Jones double-double helps Liberty tie series. Joncole Jones and the New York Liberty are playing the Connecticut Sun tonight.
Former team.
Former team. Game 3, 1-1. Bruno, why you look so despondent? Like you don't follow women's basketball? You could say it.
I can't watch that. I can't watch it. It just boring, entertaining, like how the NBA entertaining.
What's it missing? Is it missing the dunk? I think it's missing the dunk.
And missing the dunk and coaching.
That's the you think it's the coaching?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big line.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's an interesting analysis. That's you think the coaching, they're coaching a soft game?
Yeah, because they not, like, how the NBA physical?
Yeah.
They ain't physical because, mind you, from my point of view, I can watch the NBA because the dunks. You see how they speed dunking on each other?
You see, I have on my dunk champion shirt today.
Yeah. See, you got to give Vince Carter.
And so, I mean, I think that's a very big element of it. And I wonder, is it like athletics where you'll see the fastest women in the world are also the most dolled up women while they're running?
Mm-hmm.
Flo-Jo, the long nails, the colored hair, Sha'Carri. You can't diss Sha'Carri because she's following a tradition.
Right, of always being...
And hyper-feminizing, in a fear that you've masculinized yourself for the purpose of excelling on the track. You think the women are playing soft because they want to get married? Like, they really, somewhere in their minds, they can't see themselves getting down and dirty.
I don't say like that. I say that like they don't have the love for the game like how the men do. Because how they is playing, basically, is you know, they come on the court, like, they ready to kill you for this.
Yeah.
How they come on the court, they look like, oh, we are shooting around, like, just practice.
Yeah.
They don't want to win. They don't have that...
That fire. That bite. I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really interesting analysis.
That's
we got to get into that.
That's a serious analysis, boy.
We got to get into that because I'm thinking there is something, there is a barrier that prevents them from going all out, getting ugly. That's what it is, getting ugly on the court. Rodman didn't have a problem getting ugly on the court to get that ball. Let's go to this call, and then we got to transition to the most wonderful time of the year, Miami Dolphins, 70-20. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron Green.
Morning, how you do?
Good morning, sorry, but who'd you get? Yeah. I catch a show late.
My guest co-host joining me in studio is Mr. Sinton Bruno. He is an up-and-coming sportscaster, and he came here today to challenge me on the WNBA. I also think he came here to challenge me on the Miami Dolphins.
He's up coming. He's going to be broadcasting tonight with the new show.
Well, he's upcoming.
He's upcoming. He's in school right now.
Right. I think he's exploring a podcast type space where he can do sports broadcasts in his spare time.
I hope he comes to Guardian Radio or somewhere where he can. Well, he sounds like a broadcaster.
You have a good voice.
Oh, yeah, you have a good voice. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm fine. Yeah, you sound like you have a good voice. You sound like Guy Smith. But listen, you said sorry boy, like that game?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? What would I be talking about?
Dolphins.
Trust me. The Niners looked real good last Thursday. I enjoyed the game.
You think I talk about the Cowboys, eh?
No, but not them Cowgirls. Not them.
I hope you like that one Sunday coming. Aaron, you're still a Dolphin, right?
I mean, I didn't see it. You know, if I had seen that, I would have had a heart attack. I couldn't take that. I couldn't take that in my spirit. I'd have been too scared. You know what it is to get beat you at 70 and they run you down?
But listen, all of these.
Oh, it's like the real Dolphin, but you watch that game Sunday coming, right?
Sure, I can watch it Sunday coming.
I know.
I have to now.
Wait, when are we going to meet your Cowboys, man? I want to put a spanking on your ass.
Will the 49ers? I haven't gone through the entire schedule.
49ers, yeah. We're going to meet your 49ers.
Y'all ain't playing us. But the only time that we you might have a chance and you won't be able to see us is in Las Vegas. That's the Super Bowl.
I hope you meet for the Super Bowl.
Well, y'all ain't getting there. You ain't going to worry about it. Y'all get beat from the Bills this week. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, but I'll be taking bad you, babe.
28-20, y'all get beat. Book it.
Hold on, the Bills are playing the Dolphins this week. Cowboys are playing the Patriots this week. Cowboys 2-1, Patriots 1-2.
Right. Yeah, the Cowgirls can win.
You think they can beat the Patriots?
They should be able to win, you know, because the Patriots have good defense, but they don't have enough offensive firepower to take advantage of the injury to Trayvon Diggs, you see? Uh-huh.
Most unexpected win of the week.
Most unexpected win of the week? I forget who played. Hold on, I tell you right now.
Was it Dolphins Broncos 70-20?
Yes, that was the most unexpected win. Like, not that the Dolphins weren't supposed to win,
but by 50 points?
But by that much, you know. But I don't want these Dolphins fans to be fooled. Y'all get beat 62-7. January 2000 by the Jacksonville Jaguars the playoffs. I've gone way back. That's how Dolphin fans go. They like to go back to the unbeaten season, right? But they like to go back to 90. They go back 50 years, right? So I want nobody to tell me that I can't.
Bruno, what you tell me just now?
That in the past.
Yeah, man, that in the past. So guess what? You have 70-20 victory in the past. I don't hear nothing more about it.
No.
That in the past. That's about 5 years ago.
President.
5 days ago.
All right, so what game?
Sunday coming, though.
Other than the Dolphins Bills game, Pumpkin Eater, what game are you looking forward to this week?
Who have you got lined up, Aaron? I'm looking for that NFC game.
Which one?
I think Kansas. Who Kansas playing?
Kansas City playing the Jets Sunday night. That could be a drubbing. There's no Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. So, yeah, get that one over.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Saints and the Buccaneers to be a pretty good game. That's a good divisional game.
Why did the Chiefs beat the Bears 41-10? Was
because
that necessary?
The Bears are the Bears. The Bears are the Bears.
They are not.
The Bears ain't doing nothing.
Listen, after the Texans and the Titans ending records, right? After they ended the season last year with their horrible records, right? And we in week 3. And we got a 41-10 and a 70-20. Y'all don't think it's time that the NFL shifts up?
What do you mean, like the mercy rule?
Yeah, no, I want a relegation league. Like, I want two teams got to drop and don't play this year.
Well.
Yeah, but don't get Pittsburgh. That's a good game, too.
Which one, Pittsburgh? You think that's going to be a good game, Steelers?
No, the one last week.
The one last week was
Steelers
good,
versus Raiders?
Yeah, that was a good game.
I know what he got this week.
Texans.
Steelers
playing the Texans. Texans are
1-2. I got for Texans. Texans
get beat. But the Texans head coach is our former defensive coordinator, DeMeco Ryans. And he finally broke through last week. Mm-hmm. Finally got his first win as an NFL coach last week. Let me tell you something. But them Texans are for real. DeMeco Ryans put together that team. They finally understand. They finally believe. Speaking of belief.
What about college? Deion Sanders?
Speaking of belief.
Huh?
I'm so sorry to hear what happened to Deion last week.
Lost one, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they lost.
They ever lose?
I think you can win this one.
Boy, did they ever lose?
What I appreciated.
Jesus, they get beat.
what I appreciated about it was the grace with which
he loss.
Walked through that loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
And took his players through that loss.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, you have to understand this now. And like he said, do it to me now. Get me now.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I take in receipts. When I become a college football champion,
I remind you.
I remind all of y'all of this day.
All right, Aiden, Bruno, what's your highlight for the weekend in sports? What games are you looking forward to this weekend?
Be honest, I do.
Football or anything, basketball.
Basketball,
track. Any G League events coming up, Parking. You were part of the Parking, National Parking League?
We actually have a league, you know.
We have a league, Four Walls Squash Club. I call it Four Walls Parking and Squash Club on Village Road.
Well, I got to look up for that. Well, the games I'm looking forward this week is the 7th.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
It's the Browns versus the Raiders.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Browns versus Raiders. Browns are 2-1. Or Ravens. Browns versus Ravens. 2-1 and 2-1. That should be a good matchup. They got a solid...
You pull for the Ravens, eh?
No, I like underdog teams. I watch underdog teams. Okay. Why would you watch, like, one of the best teams in the league face off? We team. We don't know the outcome of that situation.
Like the Chiefs and Jets.
Why would you watch the Dolphins play all these boys? Well,
why
I
would you watch the Niners play anybody else? Yeah. Right.
See, I don't know the Niners could win the game. I don't even know to click onto that.
Bruno, use a real Bahamian.
Good guy.
Because Bahamians pull for the underdog.
Yeah.
Because we understand what it is to be the small man trying to make your way in the world and up to the top. It's been a pleasure, Mr. Sinton. Bruno, you held the fort. Even though this gentleman over here insisted on demoralizing the Miami Dolphins.
Sardians.
70-20, sir.
And Cowgirls get beat. Listen to me.
I don't mind that.
We can win this week, you know. We can win this week. Let me tell you what happened. We can win this week, you know. We play in the Cardinals. We can show the Cowgirls how you beat the Cardinals. That's the first thing. Second thing is it can set up a great week 5 matchup. We play in the Cowgirls in San Fran. What can happen in that game, right? Mark my words. Book it. The Cowboys can beat us. The Cowgirls can beat us. And then the big talk can be, if the Cowgirls could beat the Niners, and the Niners are supposed to be the best, then I guess the Cowboys is the best.
No. That's PLP math. It don't work like that. It don't work like that.
I love it, too.
Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure. Mr. Bruno, hopefully I can see you back next week because you just remember the first caller. We don't forget you, first caller. Dolphins versus Bills. Mr. Bruno, Mr. Sawyer, and I will be here for the chafing. Whichever direction it goes in, we'll be here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, producer. We're closing out the month of September. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. I want to say remember the $1 rebate at the Mallet Marathon today and tomorrow, 11:30 to 6:30. PM Center Court. If you got questions, go there. All your questions will be answered. Customer support and rebates. Give backs. Get some money.
Yeah, man.
Have a great day.
Have a great weekend, Bahamas.